This audio bite is about longshore drift.
Thanks for doing this fieldwork with me. I really don't have a clue about what I'm doing. I went to pieces when I found out we had to plan our own projects and collect our own data over the summer. I really don't understand all this coast stuff. Thanks for helping me.
No worries. It needs at least two of us to collect this data anyway, just to handle the equipment and to carry it down here to Eastbourne on the train.
I was wondering why we've come all this way. Why Eastbourne?
Well, we need to measure the direction of longshore drift, and Eastbourne is a good place to see which way it's going because of the groins on the beach.
What are groins?
Groins are those wooden structures you can see on the beach, at right angles to the coastline. They trap the pebbles as they move along the coast, and because the pebbles usually move in the same direction, they pile up on one side of each groin, what we call the updrift side. That means if you look at one individual groin, the height of the beach on one side is considerably different to the other. The other side is called the downdrift side.
Oh, I see. But what do you mean by the pebbles usually move in the same direction?
Well, longshore drift is dependent on the prevailing wind, the direction from which the wind usually blows, which in this case is from the southwest. The wind direction determines the wave direction.
I get it now. So if the wind is usually from the southwest, then so are the waves.
Yeah, that's right. And if the waves move up the beach from the southwest to the northeast, then so does the sediment, or the pebbles in this case. It's called the swash.
So what about when the waves move back down the beach? What happens then?
That's the backwash. The waves, or backwash, moves down the beach at right angles, or 90 degrees to the coastline. So the result is a zigzag motion. The sediment can't move too far here, though, because the groins are trapping it in small sections all the way along this stretch of coastline.
They look a bit ugly, these groins. Why would you want to build them and stop longshore drift anyway?
If there was no beach here, then the land behind would be eroded really quickly, and it's quite valuable. All these buildings up there, facing the sea, are hotels. The owners wouldn't be too happy if they fell into the sea, and just think what would happen to the tourist industry and the local economy. Well, it would collapse. When there's a prevailing wind causing longshore drift that erodes the coastline, it's in the council's best interest to invest in coastal management.
So what would happen to the pebbles if there weren't any groins here?
Well, the groins are trapping them so they can't keep moving. If they weren't here, the longshore drift would keep the pebbles moving until the coast changed direction. Then they would be carried out to sea and be deposited to form a spit.
Ah, that makes sense now. Thanks. So, what do we need to do now? Record some data for the fieldwork write-up?
Yeah, but let's take some photos first, and then I'll run through what we have to do to collect this data. Revision points. Longshore drift is the method by which sediment is transported along a coastline. When waves approach the coastline at an angle, the sediment will be carried up the beach, swash, at the same angle. It then moves back down, backwash, at right angles. The result is a zigzag motion along the beach, which moves sediment along a coastline.